Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us here this morning with USDA is Darren Jancy. He is the state statistician. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Shauna. I'm doing good, thanks.
That's quite a title, a state statistician. I mean, you need to know a lot about numbers, don't you?
Well, we just do that to make it sound more impressive than probably what it really is. But yes, that's technically what I am. I mean, you know, I don't do so much the number crunching anymore, but I guess the part of the reason why it's that title is because I'm the person to come to where they can find agriculture-related data.
Okay, very good. Well, coming off a furlough here, and I guess you guys probably are playing some catch-up.
Absolutely, yeah, there's a lot. You know, we put out a press release when we first came back a couple weeks ago that was just basically talked about all the reports. Now, this is at the national level, but a lot of this does affect North Dakota. And it was basically a two-page news release saying, here's all the different reports that were missed during those 35 days and when they will get released at later dates. And there were two or three different things, and I don't think any of them affected North Dakota, but there were two or three different reports that wouldn't get released at all. But I think they were related more to peanuts, cotton, and rice.
Okay.
So not for us. But everything will eventually has been released at this point or will be.
Okay. And the markets really didn't react to the plethora of numbers we had out February 8th, did they?
Well, from what I saw, you know, there was a lot of speculation of what the data is going to be, which as always is, even if it's on time. And when it did come out, I think the market had kind of expected what was released. And so it already kind of played into the market. So that way, when it did come out, it was just kind of an uneventful report.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And some planting intentions reports coming out soon in March.
Right. And that, you know, that doesn't anything that's going to be delayed. That'll still be on time. And so that will start next week with the data collection. It's with the March 1 reference date for planting intentions, grain stocks, hogs and pigs. And so, yeah, that'll still be on time. And so we'll work on that data collection and the processing will be the first couple of weeks of March, and then the reports will come out the end of March.
Okay. So we shouldn't see much more delays, I should say, as far as more information coming out. We kind of caught up here now, or?
There are still some reports that will be expected to be coming out. There were some that even works come out yesterday, today, tomorrow, and even in a couple of weeks. That as far as playing catch up, probably one of the biggest things was the Census of Agriculture data that we collected last year. That was scheduled to be released tomorrow, but because of the furlough, it will not get released until about April 11th.
Oh.
So it ends up being about exactly to the day, 35 days from when it was originally supposed to be released. And that's just the number of days that we were furloughed. Yeah.
Talk about chaos to have that furlough and just try to play catch up with everything. I mean, talk about mass amounts of numbers and reports. And
it is. It's a real pain. And so that's why it's really nice that, you know, Friday when we were going through this uncertainty again as far as whether we were going to have another continuing resolution or another shutdown, it's nice to not have to worry about even having a continuing resolution, that we actually have a full appropriations bill till the end of September. So now we know that we're at least good till then, and so that's nice to know that we're not going to have any disruptions until that point.
Okay. Anything else we should know at all here today?
You know, one of the things I will mention too, along with the other things, is we didn't get delayed with the data collection for the ARMS 3. It's the Agriculture Resource Management Survey that we'll be doing, with the target commodities being cattle and soybeans. Data collection on that will be starting here soon, or has already, and that'll be going the next couple of months. And so that, and I just, you know, want to thank the producers for taking the time to do those. I mean, there's a lot of different things that they can report on, and the data is used in a lot of different ways. So I just want to thank the producers for taking the time to do it.
Okay, wonderful. Darren Jancy, the state statistician with the USDA, thanks so much for your time here today. Nice to finally meet you.
Yes, you too, Shauna. About time.
More Inside Ag is up next.